Hello, orgasm denial fans. I had an interesting conversation recently and I thought it would make for a great post. For many who visit this blog, May I Come, you might think the title of this post, Orgasm Denial is Not Chastity, is a no-brainer. But evidently it isn't, and the two get intermingled and confused. Far be it for me to allow such an atrocity to continue without me trying to chime in and to resolve it. Orgasm denial. It's just that, no orgasm. This means, strokers, you get to masturbate your penis. Guided masturbation and orgasm edging is on the menu for orgasm denial training. It's what makes it hot for me, revving you up and denying your orgasm, knowing it's at my behest that you deny yourself that glorious orgasm. Hearing, and yes, sometimes seeing, how utterly aroused and longing for orgasm you've become. It's a great time for me as well. There can be multiple reasons why you and your mistress embark on orgasm denial. Some of the more common reasons are submissive training, premature ejaculation, and of course a natural high. With our human tendencies for altered state of consciousness, it's no wonder illicit drug use is seemingly at an all-time epidemic. That's why I always encourage natural highs. Denying orgasm, particularly when it's paired with edging, can result in a delightfully euphoric feeling for the male. Now, chastity. In contrast, it's kind of tricky. Everyone seems to have their own interpretation of what chastity is and what it actually looks like in practice. I think because the definition of chastity are based on a customary belief of culture and religion. Whether or not you're chaste depends on your culture or religious background. If you belong to the Church of Erica, touching your sexual organs wouldn't be taboo or frowned upon necessarily, so being chaste could include touching and stimulation, if goddess allows. But you're right, not all cultures and religions do subscribe to that same mindset, and touching of sexual organs for pleasure is not something they really want you doing. You see how it gets murky? Therefore, let me clarify what chastity is to me and what it would mean if I were to lead you in chastity. Chastity, no touching of your genitals for sexual stimulation for the period of time I described. How long will you be in chastity? Well, I guess that can be part of our negotiations. Every male is different, and how long you can endure chastity is yet to be seen. And so is every motivation to remain in chastity is different. You are allowed brief periods of contact for hygiene and elimination, period. And yes, using a chastity device is often called for. There are tremendous benefits from being in chastity as well, and it's not without its pleasures. You might be surprised that I say that or think that I've lost my last nut, right? Most men can't comprehend erotic pleasures, feelings that don't involve their penis and orgasm. I'll have to leave that discussion for another day. My time is just about up here. So what's it going to be? Orgasm denial? Or chastity? Oh, I know. How about both? I know you want to be a play toy for an intelligent, sexy woman like me, and I just happen to be looking for that toy. Until we chat, God control Mistress Erica of Intelligent Phone Fantasy, 1-800-601-6975.